Well, here's an amazing story of one incredible journey, not from puppies and kitties, but from a camera. The Canon camera was lost at sea for over 2 years before it was recently discovered, and the owner has just been found thanks to the photos inside. Now, this happened over in a complete other continent, over in Asia. A group of school children were working to clean up a beach in northern Taiwan on Monday.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome. This just happened when an 11-year-old boy discovered an object that was almost completely covered in barnacles. It was a waterproof camera housing. Thank goodness it was waterproof.
Wow, I was wondering.
And inside was a fully functioning Canon G12 digital camera that immediately powered on. What are the chances?
Whoa.
The student's teacher looked through the photos and found pics of a woman on vacation, locations in Japan. The last photo was captured on September 7th, 2015.
Wow.
The owner appeared to be Japanese, so the teacher turned to Facebook, of course, to try and locate the owner of the camera. She shared details of the camera, where it was found, and included a few of the photos. The post went viral and was shared tens of thousands of times by people all around the world.
Wow.
Less than 48 hours after the original Facebook post, the owner was identified after a friend noticed her and probably tagged her. The owner of the camera, her name is Serena. I can't pronounce her last name. She's a junior at a university in Tokyo. It turns out she was vacationing in September 2015, 155 miles east of Taiwan, when she dropped her camera while scuba diving. The camera traveled in the ocean 155 miles west to the shores of Taiwan and then was discovered over 2 years later this week. It's now on its way back to its original owner.
Can I say how impressed I am with the waterproof housing that it was
right?
in? Because I was thinking, how did they get photos
I just want to give a
it?
Shout out to Canon cameras
wow.
for making something that can survive in the ocean with all the currents and the pressures and the barnacles and still like work and be functional.
That's amazing.
And how about people actually using Facebook for something productive? I
right.
like that too.
And good. Yeah. That's, I'm
pretty neat.
Still, how fun. Have you ever had, because I know this is like old school, but have you ever like found an old roll of film and just had it developed?
Yes. Well, I mean,
so fun.
Those were like, you know, old rolls of film that our parents took with, we call them the block of cheese cameras.
Nice.
Because they looked like an 8-ounce block of cheese. And like, you'd only find out later that you cut so-and-so's head off in the photo.
Your fingers covering the aperture.
Film photography is just intensely interesting.
So fun.
It's really, really cool.
My kids, we used a whole roll of film, and the kids were like, yay, let's look at the pictures. We're like, okay, we're going to go drop them off. They'll be back in a couple of days. What? They were so disappointed.
So different. It's like rotary phones.
Super fun. We had a very special guest pop in this morning.
We
it's
do.
Very,
and
I
now,
say,
pop, because Kevin Schwartz from Kevin's Juggling and Balloons is here with us this morning. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Caleb.
So, you have brought us something. Describe, because I don't know that I can adequately describe.
We cannot.
Describe what you have made, because this isn't just like making a wiener dog out of balloons. This is incredible. For one thing, check out Kevin's Juggling and Balloons on Facebook.
Yes.
So you can
amazing.
See some of these things. But what did you make here?
This is more of a sculpture. It's basically a 6-balloon braided cross with a cross built into it, and then Jesus with the crown of thorns and the nails hanging on the cross.
I mean, it's an incredible sculpture, again,
it's
that
amazing.
You've made out of balloons, and we're going to post a picture of it. We'll post it on the Facebook and Instagram pages in just a few moments here, but wow. Thank you, first off, for this, because it's not only a reminder of the solemnity of Good Friday and Christ's sacrificial death on the cross, but also with that heart that you've sculpted around it as well, too. It reminds us that he did it because he is love. Out of his great love for us, he made that incredible sacrifice. And yet you've done it in a form that when we think of juggling and balloons and things like that, it's something that kids can glom onto, can grasp. And so you've made this beautiful sculpture and something that can be explained to a child as well, too, which is a great way of opening up the truth of Scripture to children.
That's exactly why I do that.
Mm.
It's just, I just want to, like, gaze on it. It's so cool. And the detail, I mean, there's a crown of thorns. There's actually silver little tiny balloons through the hands and the feet. I'm always
incredible.
Wowed by Kevin's work.
How long does it take to make one of these?
This takes about a half hour to make.
Really?
That's amazing.
That seems really fast because I look at the intricacies and I say, I'm pretty sure I would work half a day and probably would pop most of the balloons.
I can make a stick. I can make a balloon stick or a worm
yeah.
or a snake. Yeah.
I've done those too.
I usually can make a balloon balloon. So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about what you have going on. And I know you are available for bookings for parties and get-togethers, things like that, too. Are you going to be anywhere open to the public recently? And how do people contact you if they're interested in having you come to their event?
As far as open to the public, I have an event on Saturday in Bloomer for the Bloomer Community Egg Hunt.
Mm. Oh, cool.
That'll be at St. John's in Bloomer.
Oh, very cool.
Okay. Anything else coming up, or we're going to hit you at St. John's?
I have a private Easter egg hunt in Altoona this afternoon.
Sure.
Which,
very good.
You could have the same sort of service from Kevin as well, too. I mean, and now it's not just balloons. You do juggling as well, too. So
lots of
entertainment. Fantastic entertainer. I've seen you before at probably Cinder City Days at Altoona. Mm-hmm. And so people can have you come to youth events or birthday parties, that sort of a thing, too. And how do they get in touch with you if they'd like to inquire about a booking?
Oh, they can contact me through Facebook, or they can call. My wife handles a lot of my bookings.
Sure.
So either way.
It's always the woman behind the man, right?
There is. And she is wonderful. She does a wonderful job with everything.
So Kevin actually came and did one of my kids' birthday parties.
Really?
1 year. Yeah, it was fantastic. He did all these balloons and stuff, and the kids loved it. He entertained them. And then there's my dad, who's like one of the kids. And my dad comes up to him and says, "Hey, that's pretty neat. Can you make me something?" Kevin says, "What do you want to make?" My dad tries to stump him. He says, "How about a skunk? Make me a skunk." And squeak a squeak a squeak a whoop, skunk out of balloons. It was amazing.
What is the oddest request that you have had at a gathering or a birthday party?
Probably the oddest one was a tooth.
A tooth?
Can you
make a tooth? With or without cavities?
Without.
Okay.
What about
did you
plaque?
Make a tooth?
I did.
Oh, yeah, you put some yellow flecks on
there. The funny thing is, I've now been asked for one 3 times.
Oh, wow. Funny.
Okay, so all the dental offices in the area, too, you could book Kevin and he could make teeth.
Right.
He probably could make a whole mouthful of teeth and a toothbrush.
I'm sure.
Oh, I've done a skeleton.
What?
Yeah, the skeleton was cool.
Man.
Yeah, you can do anything. He
That's
did a
very cool.
huge balloon rainbow for his daughter's birthday 3
yes,
years ago.
Yes, I saw that
on
Facebook.
That was like a massive arch that you could stand under.
Yeah, so
it was
again,
incredible.
Check out Kevin's Juggling and Balloons on Facebook. Our friend Kevin Schwartz, I know you guys are our listeners and friends of the station, have been for a long time, and we appreciate you stopping by. What a wonderful gift. And again, we'll get that on Facebook and Instagram so people can see just what we have been given here. But thank you for stopping by, and have a wonderful and blessed Easter.
Thank you. Happy Easter to everyone here.
Well, one of the great memories of my childhood was watching the original Toy Story on VHS.
Yes!
Kids these days probably don't even know what DVD is.
Because
it's Blu-ray and streaming. But VHS, since we had VHS and we wore that thing out for Toy Story. Well, you know, Pizza Planet? Now, there's a real-life Pizza Planet from Toy Story opening.
Does it have the claw?
Yeah.
Nice.
And probably exorbitant prices as well. Great news for your inner child. Disneyland is opening a real life Pizza Planet. If you need to refresh yourself on what that is, check out Toy Story, arguably America's finest contribution to cinema. But it's hard to imagine, if you don't recall, Woody and Buzz navigating that space themed pizza parlor, the arcade, climbing inside the claw machine. Now, I never thought this could actually be real. You know, I've seen things that are close to stuff that we saw in Toy Story. You know, for instance, there's like the Dynaco. And so now, you know, there's Texaco gas stations and what, I don't know, Sunco or whatever the newest one is here in Eau Claire. And so you see those things and it makes me think, Toy Story. Well, now there's a real Pizza Planet and we can all gather together around it and say, the claw.
I can't wait.
The full title of the new restaurant is set to be Aliens Pizza Planet, A Better Place. I'm just going to call it Pizza Planet
if
I ever get to go there.
Where is this again?
This is in Disneyland.
Oh, of course it is.
Disney has not officially confirmed the opening yet, but it's all over the internet. And according to Disney News Today, it will be an official announcement shortly. In the meantime, you all have plenty of time to rewatch Toy Story.
If we haven't rewatched it.
I'm just thinking, you know, when they're like walking around, like Woody's in like the drink container talking through the straw, and then Buzz is in like the little hamburger container.
Yes.
It's like, watch where you're going. Sorry.
Yeah.
And I'm doing things with my hands to mimic
how. Yes, yes.
Anyway.
It sounds awesome.
This is kind of Flashback Friday for me.
I love the creativity for this stuff. It's amazing what they do nowadays.
It's fantastic. It's amazing what they'll charge you for a hamburger or pizza go to Pizza Planet.
You know what else is amazing?
What?
The fact that people continue to like our page.
Yes. If you like the Morning Show Facebook page at WWIB Mornings, if you like that page and we are on the air when you do so, we will give you
four seconds of fame. So we are giving our 4 seconds of fame this morning to Carol. I think it's Bordhauser.
Yeah, Bordhauser yeah. seems to be. Carol?
Yeah, Carol. Cool.
Thank
Love
you
that
for
you
liking
like
our
page. Yeah.
Maybe you were looking for that post that we had promised for the incredible balloon sculpture
creation.
From Kevin's Juggling Balloons that is posted now. You can check it out on our morning show Facebook page. We'll throw it up on Instagram as well, too, if you'd like to follow us there. But thank you for the like, Carol.
We appreciate all of our listeners and likers. Because
yes.
it's very fun.
And hopefully our listeners like us in more than just the Facebook fashion.
And our likers listen.
Yeah.
It's a perfect circle.
We
really.
Like that. Well, I don't know a whole lot about hockey, but I know this is pretty cool.
Okay.
An emergency goaltender played for the Chicago Blackhawks last night against the Winnipeg Jets.
I'm confused already. Okay.
There is such a thing as an emergency goaltender. Not only was he at the game, he actually got to play in the game. Scott Foster thought it was going to be just another night. The 36-year-old married father of two, an accountant, signed a contract, put on his goaltender gear, and waited in Chicago's locker room. Then he actually got into the game. Then it was his night as he stopped 7 shots over 14 minutes. This guy's an accountant. The Blackhawks won 6-2 over the playoff-bound Winnipeg Jets. Foster said, "This is something no one can ever take away from me. I can tell my kids and my grandkids, and they can tell all their friends." Now, what is Foster? He's part of a crew of recreational goaltenders who staff Chicago's home games in case of an emergency for either team. In case something crazy happens. Usually it just means they get a nice dinner and they get to sit up in the press box watching some really great hockey.
Yeah, cool.
Well, nothing like this. The goalie for the Blackhawks, Forsberg, was expected to start, but he got hurt during a, quote, pregame ritual. So I don't know what happened.
Who knows what that is, yeah.
Anyway, their second goaltender, somebody named Delia is his last name, he was just recalled from the minor leagues. Well, he did pretty well, but then he had to be helped off the ice with 14:01 remaining in the game because of cramps.
Oh, my.
So their starter got hurt.
Buttercup, it's your turn.
Their next guy got hurt, and 14:01 left in a hockey game. I mean, that can take a while to play. That's intense. That's almost a whole period, 20 minutes to a period. So enter Mr. Foster, the accountant who lives in nearby Oak Park and plays in 2 rec leagues after a short warm-up. And I'm just thinking, if he's used to eating a nice dinner and watching the game, it's kind of like, this is a great way to get into the game for free. And then they're like, suit up. It's time to go.
Yeah.
So he's got to tie his skates, get on all of his pads. After a short warm-up, the game resumed. He got a big cheer from the almost 22,000 people who are now watching him.
This is so cool.
Moments later, he denied Tyler Myers. Don't know who that is, but he's a professional hockey player. Got his first save. He got 6 more saves, and the crowd starts chanting his name. The Blackhawks went on to win.
That's amazing! What was the final score?
6-2.
So, I mean, he saved the game, because if they had gotten their 6 shot...
This has not happened.
Is a goal worth 2 points or one?
One in hockey.
But I don't know.
Still.
But that's amazing.
This hasn't happened since the Carolina Hurricanes, their equipment manager, came in for the final 7.6 seconds. Not
7.
Like Scott
6
Foster.
Seconds.
Scott Foster went in for 14 minutes. Not mop-up duty. He stopped 7 shots.
He helped them win the game.
A shot every 2 minutes.
He was significant. He saved that game.
How about the smart people as athletes?
I want to know if they're going to be like, hey, maybe we should actually put him on the team.
He's like, you know what? Maybe I should consider a new career. How cool when he gets to go home to his wife and kids.
How was the game, honey?
Oh, it's pretty good. Then she sees the highlights. You were out there?
He's going to be walking on cloud 9. He has an amazing story.
That's super,
for so
super
long.
Cool. And again, I don't know a lot about hockey,
but I
know that's a great story.
That's so cool. I'm loving it. I want to go watch the highlights now, and I don't even...
Right?
Totally.
Well, I've watched highlights as a gif of him like walking out on his skates with all his pads and stuff, like out to the ice, and he's kind of looking like, I picture like when David put on Saul's armor and was like, I can't walk in these, it's too heavy. That's where I picture a guy who's just not accustomed to any of this stuff.
Right.
And that's super cool.
I'm loving
Scott
everything.
Scott Foster. Kind of like Scott Sterling, but in real life.
I don't know who Scott Sterling is.
It's a YouTube video. Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.